Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We have a guest in the studio, everyone.
Yes, Yay. We do. We got company.
He was already in studio before, but we were on vacation, so
we
missed him.
I was so disappointed. We
were so sad.
I'm glad he's back.
He came back because he promised he would, or because he's actually touring and doing comedy. Craig Robinson's here. Yeah. What's up, Craig?
Hello.
Oh, there's that silky voice.
Do you remember your first stand-up gig?
Yes.
How did it go?
Bad.
Really?
I was just watching a documentary about stand-up comedy, and most comedians say their first one was just like a wake-up call.
Yeah, it was. Mine was like an out-of-body experience, because I was on a stage, and I was saying these things, and I just felt, I should not have felt as comfortable as I did, but I felt so comfortable, like, you know.
I guess this is it.
Like I'm meant to be up here.
But the response, it wasn't happening.
No. You thought you were great, but they...
No.
Oh.
I knew I wasn't great. Matter of fact, on the way down there, I was trying to write jokes. And,
more jokes.
On the way.
I had no idea how to write jokes and all that stuff yet. So I was just trying to think, like, what does people tease me about? I had these premises, but... And then I was just, like, sharing them as ideas. And people were just looking at me like, and... Kind of like
get down now,
but a rational person would not have gone back after that.
Did you try stand up once, or am I having a false memory?
No, so I was doing knock knock jokes a lot on the show.
that's
knock
it.
Knock
okay.
jokes are great.
Yeah, high quality comedy, and
like
our host of the show, Kid Craddock, was not a big fan of the knock knock jokes because he didn't think they were of high intellectual value.
Yeah,
and so he said, "Why don't you go to a comedy store or an improv class and perform your knock knock jokes and see how it goes.
Because done correctly, I bet that would be a killer bit.
Tell somebody.
Uh-huh. Oh my god, dude!
It didn't go well, did it?
I got a couple chuckles, but there were some actual comedians out there that were killing it.
And let me ask you a question: Will you remember me in 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Will I remember you in 5 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm a fan of yours.
Okay. Knock knock.
Who's there?
You forgot already. Wow! Wow!
Dang it!
Wow! Yeah.
That actually got more laughs.
I feel like that's one I knew already,
yeah.
And I should have known it. Why the chicken cross the road?
No. Why?
To get to the dummy's house. Knock knock.
What?
Who's there?
The chicken. That's one that makes you think, Craig.
Oh my god!
I like it. I like it a lot. Stolen.
I think you gave Jenna a headache. She grabbed her head.
Because you have to think. Hey, is there when somebody steals a joke, is there a way to properly handle it? Because I see that a lot happening, especially now on Twitter. People will just steal a joke from a comedian.
Yeah, because of social media, it's really easier to catch them now.
Some people gotten beat down for that stuff.
That does happen, right?
It does
That's
happen.
That's how you take care of business?
No, I mean...
comedians be just beating each other up. That would be so funny. You throw my joke.
That's a good
Telling
skit.
Jokes while you're...
Well, Joe Rogan's a comedian, and he can fight. You know, you wouldn't want to steal his jokes.
Yeah, it's a lot of comedians that can throw down. It's not normal. I mean, I'm not saying it's like the majority, but...
When you go to write material when you're about to go on tour again, how do you sit down and craft that? Do you keep notes in your cell phone and then put it together? What's your process?
I go back to the act that I've been doing, and I just repeat that.
You just write it out as long as you can?
It's a couple of, you know, it's a new joke here and there. I don't sit down and write every day. I wish I had the time. But yeah, I got some, you know, some new stuff here and there, but I'm going to do a special and that's going to burn all this stuff. And then it's going to have to then I'll have to go back to those days of got to get this done.
So I love some of really almost everything that you've done. Honestly.
Thank you.
But you know, when I think about you, I think I envision you being best friends with Danny McBride and Seth Rogen. Do you run material or jokes or text them kind of content to go back and forth with? Is there anyone in particular you sound off on?
You know, not really. I mean, I got buddies who we do that stuff with, my stuff is just I bring it on a stage and try it out.
Get them to laugh.
It's the best judge right there.
Yeah.
Was that my?
No.
That's Seth. Come on, man.
You didn't recognize that?
That's definitely Seth.
Do you see yourself working as, like, 5 different jobs if your success continues and being like a Steve Harvey as far as, you know,
hosting.
He's like Law and Order. Aww. You can't turn on the TV and he ain't on it. You know?
Multiple streams of income. Yes. Absolutely.
You have a children's book. I haven't read this one.
Yeah. Jake the Fake Keeps It Real. Just came out this week. And, you know, yeah. So
you have kids?
Check it out. Don't have kids. No.
You in the market?
So,
it could happen.
Yeah, Jenna's over there furling.
That's not where I was furling. Yeah, I'm furling.
Here's the 18-year contract Jenna would like you to sign.
Oh, get out of here. No, I'm just wondering what spawned the idea, like, when you don't have kids. I mean, I don't have kids. Like, what do you know about writing a children's book?
I collaborated with these cats. It came about with Adam Mansbach, who's the actual author, and you know, we collaborated with Keith Knight, who's an illustrator. So,
and it's got a good message in there for the kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he's an imposter, but he keeps it real.
10-year-old.
Jake the Fake Keeps It Real. Perfect for him. Yeah.
10-year-old girl is okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Good deal.
She's into reading and stuff, you know. Okay. Try to encourage that.
That reading is good.
Yeah.
if you want to do some other, expand your other avenues of income, since you were a bouncer, maybe you can swing by my bar
and work
the door.
Oh, wow. No, but
you got a bar?
He does.
He really does.
Okay, what kind of music y'all playing?
Karaoke.
Karaoke tonight.
Is it? Are you hosting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's singing.
He sings and you have to.
Oh, it's Friday. Yeah, I might be able to.
He likes to do Lean On Me, if you could do that.
Yeah, come on by,
dog. Do whatever you want.
Turn the keyboard on.
Oh, my man. You come on. You get over here.
Is it on?
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to take over that spot again.
Yeah.
Craig's not hosting the show.
You doing it?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have the words.
We all have pain.
There you
pain.
Go.
We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Come on, Chris.
Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend.
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on. For
it won't be
long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
I just might have a problem that you'd understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me.
Wow, Jason.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, man, it's just the Holy Spirit took over.
That was awesome.
What's your go-to?
Dude, I'm going to tell you.
There's a neon light at the end of the tunnel.
He plays Buy Me a Boat. Can you do Boat?
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Here in your black tie affair.
How do you not know this, Al?
The last one to know.
No.
The last one is you. The last one you thought you were the air.
Something like that.
And I saw the surprise.
Uh-huh.
The fear in his eyes. When I took the glass of champagne. I told the Jews and sugar we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
I got the chorus, cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey down and the beer chases my blues away.
And I'll be okay.
Big on
social grace.
I think I'll
head on down
to the
Oasis.
Oh, I got friends in low places.
I bet you do have some great parties at your house. Everybody just
is this what you do at your parties?
This kind of stuff at your house?
No.
Really?
I have a one-bedroom apartment.
We're going to do one song tonight.
Just stay up all night. Just make it an all-nighter.
Or, Al, you can go on karaoke on the Spike Show.
I could do that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yo, watch karaoke?
I'm definitely
Dude.
Down.
Yo,
with that.
Yo, it's canceled. But look,
why? Why'd they cancel it?
I didn't get a reason.
They're bringing back Cash Cab, though, I saw. Did you see that?
I did not know that.
Forget Cash Cab. It's all about karaoke.
Oh,
well, forget
man.
Spike, then.
It was a fun.
Cancel my dude
no,
show.
No, it was,
are
it
we cool
was,
with them?
No, it was, yes, we cool with that.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that means he got sure. something else in the works. So he don't want to, you know, got another check coming.
What's the next movie you got coming out, Craig?
There's Table 19. It's in theaters now. There's... Beverly Loughlin, an evening with Beverly Loughlin, and I don't know when that's coming out. We just shot that in January, and I just filmed a pilot called Ghosted.
Uh-huh.
And that, and, you know, that's for Fox, so we'll see if they pick that up.
Is that about dating? Like when you get ghosted?
Like
I know that's yeah. a great. That'd be,
when I don't hear
that'd
back.
Be a great premise. Oh. But no, it's think of a comedy X-Files.
Oh,
so it's like
comedy X-Files.
Yeah, like
wow.
Me and Adam Scott like investigating the paranormal. It's, so
well, look, Craig, you spent so much time with us. We're gracious of your
yeah,
time, man.
Because yeah,
a lot of people don't sit here and chill with us this
I gotta
long.
Gotta leave. Okay.
No, you don't have to leave.
No, I mean, some
I don't. I just don't want to keep
yeah.
you.
Yeah, some of us got things to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
you
Kelly's
stay.
Kicking you out.
You stay.
What's happening?
It's the keyboard. You know, that's this is my.
So that's where we went right. We got the keyboard for you.
I can't leave now. You can't leave with this song.
What's it gonna be?
This is Prince, white people.
We white people know that.
Baby, baby, baby. Is it him or is it me?
Yeah.
Don't make me waste my time.
You ever meet Prince?
Hey.
I have met Prince.
You did?
I met Prince. It was after the there was the NAACP Image Awards.
Yeah.
I went to the after party. Didn't go to awards. Went to the after party. And I had done this movie with Kerry Washington called Peoples.
Okay.
And she was like, come to Prince. I was like, what? I got the address. And... No, and I had my buddy Mark, who's my manager, and my boy Kevin. And so we went in a limo, we rolled over there, and I was like, y'all, there's no way we're getting in. There's no way. Yeah, I just had an address. So the girl at the door, went to this palatial estate in Bel Air, went in, and I was like, Craig Robinson? And she looked, no, my name wasn't there. She was like, you're good. I was like,
what?
So we walked down, and then you kind of walked a spiral kind of staircase, but it was like a big spiral thing.
Yeah.
And you passed the swimming pool on the way downstairs to where the other swimming pool was.
Jeez.
And that one was covered, and that was like
you know,
the dance floor. And as soon as we got in there, Prince fluttered by. right? So he in a jam, and like all the stuff you hear, like he just jammed playing all night. And at one point, he wasn't playing. And my buddy, Paul, who's producer on the movie, he was like, come on, let's go over there. He had a couple of drinks. He was like, come on, let's go meet him. And I swear, I got over there, and my turn came. And I just, hey, how you doing? And I jumped, I shook his hand, jumped out the way. Like, I jumped, like, out of his way.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do or what to say, man.
Man, yeah, because it's so much.
It's
like,
Prince.
It's Prince.
I mean, that's all you can say. It's Prince.
You know, if you're looking for more work, Craig, we are looking for a funny black guy to join the show.
Hey.
So, Hunter Time Machine. Jesse is a friend.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah, I know
he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make him mine. But she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Boom, boom.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
How can I find a woman like that?
That That was awesome, dude.
Who knew we were going to get a free show from Craig Robinson this morning like that?
Who knew?
You knew. I knew.
And you do that in your stand-up, too. I mean, you always have something special. You always have a keyboard on stage with you, right?
Yes.
Even for all your stand-up. That's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of comedians are like, I don't want to do that because I don't want to spoil the show.
MrCraigRobinson.com is a website. You could see what he's up to. Catch him in theaters near you, at a comedy club near you. Craig Robinson.
On TV, hopefully on Fox.
TV on Fox. With the ghost or ghost.
Jake the Fake keeps it real in bookstores.
Get Jake the Fake. Keeps it real.
That was awesome, man.
Craig Robinson, thank you, man.
My pleasure. Thank you for getting the word out and, you know, always being so home.
You're welcome. Anytime you're in town, buddy. Good to see you.
Peace.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, make sure you have those phones handy just in case we call your name right here for round one of Beat the Bank, where you could win up to $1,000, possibly even up to $3,000 in cash and prizes.
Yep.
Depending on if you get the safe deposit box or not.
Depends on how you play the game.
That's right. Your three names right here given to you by Jenna Owens.
Okay. The three names for Beat the Bank this hour are Kendra Tony, Nicholas Lee, Brandy Thrift. Brandy Thrift, Nicholas Lee, Kendra Tony. First one in gets to play. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And don't forget, Kid Nation, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everybody. So you still have a chance.
All right.
That's why you got to keep listening to the show.
Sounds good.
We have to catch up with our boy part-time Justin. He's out on the road this morning.
Oh.
On his going straight ahead with part-time Justin
you
road trip.
What? I'm just glad they're still alive at this point.
Yeah, they're making it back to town sometime today, this evening.
Yeah, and today's the day.
We didn't even think they were going to make it back.
No, we didn't.
I was pretty certain they wouldn't.
The car didn't make it back. The original car, the original reason they made the trip.
Rihanna, we named her.
Rihanna. And
she made it 8 miles.
The 2001 Land Rover.
Very fitting. Made it 8 miles in Detroit or whatever.
Yeah.
In Michigan. And I know Al told us we're celebrating Beard Day, National Beard Day. Justin and Jordan have apparently been celebrating that all week long.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Justin.
Hello. Good morning from Joplin, Missouri.
Morning.
Hey, morning.
Oh, you're still in Joplin, huh?
Good morning.
How are you feeling physically?
Physically, we're all right. Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm probably like a good 7. Good 7.
Oh, good.
A good 7?
Yes. Yeah, well, I got some rest, and we had a nice dinner with a beautiful family here, and Amanda and Tim, they cooked us a really nice steak dinner with baked potatoes, corn on the cob, and...
Eat some corn!
Eat some corn.
So these are just random Kid Nation members.
Yeah, where did you end up staying last night?
Amanda and Tim's house. It's like a cute little 1950s, like, design.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
Yeah, it's a pink toilet that matches a pink shower, that matches a pink sink, that matches, like, pink accents on it. It's so cute.
That's so nice. I was watching your Facebook Live yesterday, Justin, and it seems like Amanda knows your schedule way better than you and Jordan do.
Yes, she sure does. She knows it way better than I do. She's efficient.
She's efficient.
That's what they were missing, a mom. They needed a mom on this trip.
Yeah. That's what Kelly is for our show, so that's next
time.
Yes, the
nag. Oh, I mean the mom.
The mom. Yeah. Right. The mom. Yeah. So, yeah, next time.
We needed some moms to like help us, adult just a little bit because like we're kids. I didn't know that you're not supposed to drink the water from the lake.
Yeah, Justin. A lot of people are saying that you should probably go to the doctor as soon
really
as you get
not,
home.
It's not a joke. That's so serious.
Yeah.
Kelly says people were, like, wasn't okay.
Blood and like finkle matter and oil and gas stuff all at once.
Yeah. Tell me about this finkel matter.
Fecal
matter.
Okay. Yeah, what lake was it again?
But I got you guys a bottle of it. I brought a bottle for you guys to try.
Well, you might need that for when they try to make the antidote.
Did you
don't
pee
you need to have the poison to make the antidote?
I'm watching Kid TV.
Why'd you pee in it?
Because I always wanted to pee in a lake like that. It was huge.
And then you drank out of it?
Well, okay, not in that order. I got water and drank it first, and then I peed.
All right.
And did you drink the lake water because you think that's where Ozarka water comes from?
Yes, but then I found out that Ozark, because it's Lake of the Ozarks, that has nothing to do with Ozarka water.
No.
Ozark and Ozarka are two different ones.
Gotcha.
Different names. Yeah. And
hey, so the more you know.
The more you know. And as I was asking everyone about it, they were just confused, not understanding what Ozarka water was.
Right.
And we get actually our Ozarka water from Texas.
Nice.
Now you know.
Now you know. Wrong state.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then we were just here getting at a Hertz Donut and just meeting the beautiful people here. And then I did a part-time Justin bit where I made donuts.
We'll hear that next week.
Okay. Yeah.
White Cheddar says that's the next week bit.
Hard or fun?
You guys actually have a tough schedule today.
That's next week, if ever.
Okay, y'all are laughing a little too hard, and nobody knows why.
Because we're just laughing.
Your producer says we'll play that bit later.
Yeah, usually when you turn in a bit and they say, yeah, let's play it today, you did good.
Yeah, you did good.
When you turn it in and he says, we'll do it next week, you put your head down and you go, I'll just try again.
Yeah, because I ain't going to be playing.
Justin.
Yes.
Did you make a baby cry yesterday?
Oh. I did. This mom, she tried to give me her kid. She wanted me to take a picture, and she was not having it. She started crying and squealing, and it was the most uncomfortable moment in my whole life, was just holding someone else's kid that I can't even, like, make happy.
Poor
usually
guy.
I make people smile and laugh, but
not
this kid was not having it for me at all.
So today you guys are going to be headed home. Today's the final day of your trip.
Yeah, they have a lot of stops today.
Do you know your schedule, Justin?
Girl, I know my schedule.
I'm
okay?
a boy.
Amanda hooked me up with it. Okay?
I'm a boy.
You want it? Okay, 10 a.m. I'll be at Village Inn in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's a 60-minute drive to Fort Smith for lunch.
Okay.
We'll be in Calico County at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Fort Smith. And then after that, it's we're driving to Sulphur Springs, and we'll be there at 5:30 at the Glass Bathrooms downtown.
Good. Hopefully
Square.
That lake water kicks in by then, so you can go use that glass bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited to sit on that throne. Yeah. It's great.
To sit on the throne.
All right.
Me looking at everyone, not knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah, that bathroom thing sounds weird.
It does sound cool. Weird. I mean, I would probably have shy bladder.
Weird. Yeah, I know.
Definitely.
You know, I wouldn't be able to go. Even if you can't see me and I can see you, I can't.
Yes.
All right,
I
Justin.
Like that way.
Well, you get home safe. We'll hear your bit next week.
Yeah. Great job, dude.
All right, buddy.
Great job.
Oh, you know, I know this is the last day. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Sneaked up on you, huh?
Normally when people applaud, that's the end of the bit.
Yeah.
The segment. So,
mm-hmm.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Bye, Justin.
The bang. Beat the bang. Beat the bang. National Beer Day. Go out on the town. Find some strangers. Buy them around.
That'd be nice.
I want to do that.
Buy strangers around?
Yeah. It's another version of pay it forward. You always hear about pay it forward at Starbucks. Buy the person behind you a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Why not buy a stranger a beer? It's National Beer Day.
That's right.
Or you go up and buy a beer, just buy two. Give it to a homeboy, a lady next door, whatever.
What if they say, I don't drink beer?
Then give it to someone else.
That's right. Have you ever bought something for somebody and they're like, I don't drink this? Like, well, just take it. I bought it for you.
Yeah,
you give it to somebody else.
Someone buys me a shot.
Jenna gives it to me. Yeah, but you give it to me. Yeah, which is nice. There's an eye profit from that. Kendra, Tony, how are you doing? That is the best response to just saying hello ever. Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Oh my gosh, please pull over.
I'm in front of the school. Okay, I'm pulling over.
Yeah. Pull on over.
Pull over, take a breath.
We're all about being safe.
Oh my goodness.
Have you pulled over?
I'm over and sitting on my brakes. I'm good.
Did you just drop off the kids?
No, I'm sitting in front of the school.
So he's not getting out of the car until you win
he's
some
in
money.
The car. Yeah, he's here.
That's awesome.
Okay, put it in park. We don't want your foot to hop off the brake there. You get excited.
I'm in park.
Bossy
I'll boss you.
I'm just trying to help.
And what's your little one's name?
His name is Marcus Tony.
Marcus is going to be helping you out with Beat the Bank, like all kids like to do.
Yep.
Of course.
Glad we got you in before school started. And if he's a little late, tell the teacher he was on the radio being a celebrity, please.
Yeah, you were being an intern.
Yeah.
No No problem.
Kendra, I love you already.
Yep.
We're going to be best friends for life. Jenna, will you tell Kendra how we play the game, please?
Yes, I will. Sweet Kendra, we're going to throw you in that ball, and the banker is going to yell out increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea when he's going to stop. And you just have to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. It could go all the way to $1,000. You still have to say stop. And he could also say safe deposit box. And you are more than welcome to stop on one of those and choose one, two, or three. If you want to risk it and see what's in there, there could be something good. But all you got to do is say stop, all right?
I will say stop.
All right.
Got to risk it to get the biscuit.
That's right.
There you go, Al.
My motto.
Big Al, how are you feeling this round?
I'm feeling like the 80s. I'm feeling like the 80s, okay, Kendra?
Okay.
All right.
Times 10.
I'm an 80s girl. Go ahead.
80.
You mean you're feeling like the 800s, maybe?
You're not understanding. Yeah. 80-ish.
Well, I'm an 80s girl. I got you, Al.
Okay. Go with your gut. All right. You do whatever you feel.
She's feeling me. She's feeling it. She is feeling me. As long as me and Kendra know what each other's talking about, we're good.
All right, Kendra, let's get you paid. Let's play
Beat the Bank. Ninety, 200, 310, 360, 430, 440, 510, 530. 570, 630, 680.
Kendra.
Listen.
That's replay it. I said it when it was closing.
Oh, kidding.
No.
Okay.
I know, Kendra. I know.
Okay.
I'll tell you that you're you're one of our favorite people to talk to this week. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Kendra.
You have a great energy, Kendra. You stay smiling and happy, okay? I'm so sorry you closed.
Not okay.
Can I get some key points? Come on, Big Al.
Bonus points, Al.
Yes.
Give her a bunch of bonus points, Al.
You get 8,000 bonus points.
Only 8? Al, yes. Come on.
Kendra's happy about 8,000.
Right. 8,000 bonus points. And I don't know where you live, but I'm inviting you to Kelly Raspberry's birthday party, okay? Because I just want to be around you.
All right. I love getting invited.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, you know what Kelly says? At least invite me. That's right. She just wants to be invited.
Yeah, be invited.
Even if you don't show up.
You still got to pay. I'm just inviting.
All right, Kelly.
Oh, Al.
I'm kidding.
She buy her
I'm going to sell one of my tickets.
All right.
I'm kidding.
Kendra, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing with us, okay?
Have a great day.
You too. Look at her keeping that positive attitude.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
We jinxed it.
The first slam.
We all knocked on wood and everything.
We did.
The first slam. Golly.
Man. And to Kendra. How cool is Kendra?
Oh, man.
We made it almost 3 weeks.
You know what's going to make us feel better?
What?
Harry Styles. It's the only way to make us feel better.
I love Harry.
Harry Styles dropping new music on us. You want to hear that? We got Harry Styles' new song, Sign of Times. We'll play you some of that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are 40 minutes away from round two of Beat the Bank, because we do play twice a day.
Go ahead.
You signed up at KidNation.com, and Big Al, what happened?
Just had our first door slam.
I know.
The nicest lady.
Our girl Kendra.
Kendra.
Super cool.
God almighty.
We got a text message about that. Technically, Al said he was feeling 80s. And it stopped at 680, so
well,
you're sort of right.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Kelly's Jesse's girl is giving me life this morning, driving to work and laughing in the car all by myself. That's with Craig, our boy Craig Robinson.
Oh, Craig didn't write that.
No. That was a text Kid Nation member. But Craig Robinson was in studio with us. You can check that interview out at KidNation.com.
Thank you.
Not an interview, more like a singer view.
Yeah, right. Late at night. You know
I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Boom, boom. I've got his greatest hit CD.
You do?
Yeah, I love him.
Can I find a woman like And then we ruined it for her. Speaking of music, you heard Kelly's voice right there. Let's go into another angelic voice. Harry Styles finally hit us with the song.
Here we go.
Have you heard it yet, Kelly?
I have not. I waited. I wanted to be surprised. I knew it was out. I could have clicked on it. I said, nope.
Yep.
I want to wait and hear it for the first time.
On the radio.
On the radio.
Okay. I was already up because I was playing Ghost Recon, so I listened to it last night. Long
song. Excited. He said he's very proud of this song that he wrote.
He wrote it.
I don't know if it was by himself or he collaborated. I don't know.
It's a departure.
Mm-hmm. It's different. It's 5 minutes and 40 seconds.
We're going to listen to the whole thing?
No.
We're just going to listen to a couple.
It's a ballad.
Yeah, it's a ballad. Harry Styles, Sign of Times. Are you ready, world? Here you go.
Just stop your crying. It's a sign of the times. We got to get away from here. We got to get away from here. Stop your crying, baby. It'll be all right. They told me that the end is near. We got to get away from here. We never were with you before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets.
Well, you already memorized the word. How many times have you listened to it?
Sorry.
Five.
We always stuck and running from the bullets.
I need to hear it a few times.
Yeah.
It's funny, the guys in the office are like not feeling it, and I love it, but it does sound like a Beatles song or
Beatles,
something.
Beatles, yeah, a little Radiohead.
Which I love.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I love the throwback sound of
it. It's a ballad. I thought Harry was going to come out with an upbeat song.
I always encourage artists to come out with something upbeat at first. They don't listen to me a lot of times.
I bet he just wants it to sound different than One Direction.
Yeah. But it's a good message, too, to send across right now. You know?
Sign of the times.
Sign of the times. It's going to be all right, Harry wants to tell us.
Yeah. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, then.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard it, I was like, okay, that's different. And then I kept listening to it, and I told Jenna, it's a grower on me. I'm like, every time I listen to it, I like it more and more, which is a sign of a good song that's going to last.
I think I love it, but I also think I just love him.
Yeah, it does. Oh, it does Harry. Cloud your judgment.
He's a good dude, you know.
He's sexy. Come on, JC, say it.
I can say Harry Styles is a sexy dude.
Yeah,
I'm secure enough to say that.
Okay,
that's a good looking dude.
I didn't get it until we met him, and then I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, JC? I mean, if you know,
would I what?
If things
what?
Were different.
If lifestyles
were different.
Why does it have to be different?
If lifestyles were different, would you swoon?
Why do we have to put
him?
Labels on everything?
Would you swoon over him?
Yeah, are you fluid?
No, I'm mostly about the women.
I'm just saying, if things were different.
No, I can't answer that because they're not different.
But if things were different. Yeah, you can.
No, would you if things were different?
No, he's not my speed.
Even my boyfriend at the time who was there and saw me talking to him and met him was like, afterwards, he goes, I get it. I get, like, and I was really surprised at that. He was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. If you went and did that, I would understand.
You know, I already lost my man card a few times. So, yeah, I would probably, if I was a girl, I would.
No.
If I were a girl, I would be Harry's girlfriend.
He can't bring himself.
Oh, you're saying if I was a dude? If I was gay.
If things were different, you know?
Well, he wouldn't want to because he's not.
Okay, it's just, yes, Al, it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. Obviously, yes, Al.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. You wouldn't though. You're a liar.
No, I mean,
you're a
not
liar.
I mean, I'm not. I'm just saying, if I was a guy, I would be more like, maybe Usher.
Oh, you're more of an Usher.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton? Would you date a black man when you won't date a black woman? That makes no sense.
So on point, Raspberry.
All right.
Solid point right there.
Touche on that. And then I was married to a black woman.
Yeah, for a minute.
He tried it. It wasn't for him.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Feel Good Friday. I know we're feeling good because Harry Styles finally came out with some music. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want you to call us, Kid Nation. Make us smile. Why are you feeling happy going into the weekend? What you got coming up this weekend or next week, even a month from now? As long as you're smiling today, we want to hear from you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just got a text here for Kelly Raspberry.
Okay. Yes.
On behalf of black women across America, thank you. Oh. Thank you, Kelly, for that laugh.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's why I'm feeling good. You missed it. That's because Big Al said that if he were to switch teams,
change the lifestyle.
Yeah, he would be. He would try to go after Usher. And Kelly said,
"Why would you date a black man when you won't date a black woman?"
Yeah. So, I got everybody standing up and clapping.
I've dated plenty of black women in my day.
Sure,
in your day,
Plenty.
You guys, I'm feeling good because I'm going to do something this weekend I've never done before.
What are you doing?
I'm pretty sure.
What?
It's my one of my best girlfriend's birthdays today, Claudia.
Yeah.
And
happy birthday,
for
Claudia.
Her birthday, we're all doing something none of us have done, and we are going to go to the NASCAR race.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to...
We're going to get up really early on Sunday morning and go see NASCAR.
You got pit passes?
I heard the pits where you got to go.
Oh, yeah, you got to try to... Yeah, that's
fine. Where the party's at.
Do you have tickets yet? I have 3 tickets.
No.
I actually have
no,
three
we
tickets.
Just came up with this. So you have tickets?
I have 3.
Okay.
And they're
yeah.
really good. And I bought them for a friend of mine for a present. And he's already got tickets.
Really?
So,
oh,
yeah.
I'm
serious. I put them back on Ticketmaster. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
That's nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, we can work it out.
But yeah, I don't know what I'm in for. Pit yeah. pass
oh,
all this.
Free,
okay.
Jenna. What are you?
Yeah.
Work it out later.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not buying them because I need 5.
Oh, dang.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Feel Good Friday. Why are you feeling good? We have a Feel Good Friday update, you guys.
All right.
I sent a text last week with my Feel Good Friday about going to Garth Brooks and going to look at a boat.
Yeah, he was going to go to Garth Brooks and then the next day go buy a boat.
Well, guess what?
What?
He did it.
Picking up the boat tomorrow.
Okay.
Feel Good Friday.
All right.
I feel good because my 5-year-old and 11-year-old both won first place in their grades in their tech fair for the whole county.
Wow, cool. The county.
Oh, my kid's 5 years old. School. He's not doing tech stuff yet.
Do time.
I'm not a very techy guy, I guess.
I feel good because I have a friend that just bought a boat.
Yeah.
That guy right there.
We're going to hang out with you. Let's go to the phones here with EJ. Hi, EJ.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
So what you got going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend I'm doing my first swimsuit shoot. I'm a model. I'm looking forward to how that's going to go. Actually, today.
Ooh. So you're a model, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to be modeling what kind of swimsuits? Like board shorts or Speedos?
Well, I was told swim trunks.
Swim trunks.
That's what you were told.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know,
yeah, they tell you that just to get you there.
Yeah, and then they're like, take those off.
That's what my mom said, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Take a friend.
Most definitely. Always.
You single, EJ, for the ladies?
Oh, well, you know, always. You got to stay consistent.
You got to stay consistent, Al.
I'm trying to think last time I modeled swimsuit.
Right. Hopefully never.
Never. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. My man.
Well, good luck, EJ.
Send us your portfolio.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, always. I sure will.
I see that.
EJ, the model.
What do they call
right
that
there?
Little card? That little card they send out with their little
Your headshots.
A comp card.
A comp
right?
card. Send us your comp card.
Yeah.
I think.
I sure will.
All right, EJ.
I'd love to see that.
Good luck, EJ.
And autograph it for me.
We have good luck.
You going to book him for the wedding, Kevin?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Don't forget the baby oil.
Bye, EJ. Good luck, man. Look at that. We have good-looking people listening to the show.
Yeah, we do.
Colleen.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. So you can't wait for Monday to come around, unlike other people.
Yes. I am starting a new job as a manager intern for Garland ISD Student Nutrition Services.
Wow. Whoa.
Nice.
Is that a paid internship?
Yes. Okay. I will be basically becoming an assistant manager.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big step. Have fun on your first day at work on Monday. Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
What you got going on this weekend?
We're so excited. It's my son's first season of baseball.
Uh-huh.
So we're taking him to a Major League Baseball game tomorrow.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
How old is he?
He's 9.
9 years old. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
He's full on playing baseball then, right? They're pitching and hitting and fielding.
Yes, he loves it. He's in center field.
My son has his T-ball game this weekend.
Really? Oh, my.
Did you guys do those too, Brandy?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He started so late, he just now decided to get interested in it, and he loves it.
From what I'm being told, Brandy, that was a very wise move on your behalf. Not to do T-ball. Yeah.
You know what you have to learn how to do, JC?
What?
Of course, my dad could do it. I could never do this. I'm not that athletic, but throw the ball up with one hand and then hit the baseball directly to where your kid is.
Off of fielding practice?
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I couldn't hit the ball.
Yeah.
But if I did, it would not go anywhere near where my son was sitting. You know, it was like, ball's over here. I couldn't directionally hit.
I'll start working on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to show out for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Brandy, have fun at the game this weekend. Let's go to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
What are you, you're celebrating something with your honey?
Yes, on the 17th is our 2-year anniversary.
Yay.
Yeah, congratulations.
So next Friday, I'm taking him to a Royals game with a couple of our friends to celebrate.
And everybody's celebrating with baseball.
It's that time of the year, Kelly. It's
America's pastime.
Baseball
Kelly.
Season.
Yep.
You got to go out there. Have fun at the Royals game. 2-year anniversary for Brittany. That's
a different royal.
That's why Lorde wrote the song. I think from she met Brett Butler or something, or saw his jersey.
A picture.
Yeah, a baseball card.
Yeah, it was some picture of a guy signing autographs. I forget which one, but he was a royal.
I think it was Brett Butler.
And I don't know how she was inspired to write that song by one picture, but there you go.
And she's from New Zealand. I didn't even know they liked Major League Baseball out there. I thought they were into the Australian rules football. From the text,
yes.
Feel Good Friday had no plans for today, but now, thanks to y'all, I'm going to go see full-time Justin and hot intern Jordan when they stop by Fort Smith.
There you go.
Yeah, they're going to be out there today.
Tell them we said hey.
They're finally coming home from their road trip. They're going to be in Fort Smith.
Empty-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less money.
They're also going to go to Sulphur Springs. They're going to go to Fayetteville.
Yeah, it'll be Fayetteville.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock this morning, they'll be in Fayetteville. And we take our engagement pictures on Saturday. That makes me feel good on this lovely Friday.
All right.
That's got to be from the woman in the relationship, because I have not met a guy who likes the engagement pictures.
No. Going somewhere to take a picture is not our favorite thing to do.
We're just not
good. Hello, I'm Alan.
You did that, Kelly?
Engagement pictures?
Well, when we got proposed, when he proposed to me, he had a photographer there hiding.
Uh-huh.
And so then we took the pictures right there. So we're not doing a separate.
Yeah,
no.
That's fine.
So you're not going to do the ones you and Al did on
no,
the canal?
A lot of times when you get married for the second time, you know, you've done some of that other stuff the first time, the first wedding. At least it was for me. Mm-hmm. Well, I got married the second time. But it's just not as huge of a deal, you know? I mean,
it's not a big deal. You just don't do the same thing.
You should use the photos you took with Al and just put Alan's head, like, poorly over Al.
Yeah, Photoshop.
With you wearing your tank top
and the bandana.
Yeah, the bandana around your bald head.
We saw Alan's
face on Al's black body.
And I had just had Emma Kelly, so my hair had fallen out, so my forehead is about 3 inches taller than it is now.
That was.
They never tell you your hair falls out after you have a kid.
Yeah, don't get scared, ladies.
Don't mind you.
Yeah, your hair will start falling out in clumps in the shower one day, and you're going to panic.
But your hair's fine now.
It didn't come back completely, but it came back, yeah.
Al's hair didn't come back.
No.
You were buff then. We looked at the pictures the other day.
Yeah, I was
shape, Al.
Going by the gym every once in a while back then.
Yeah.
As opposed to now.
Well, that's okay. You're going here and there.
Clean shaven.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Where's you guys going?
Big deal this morning, huh?
Huge deal. We all woke up happy, rested, and we got out of the house on time. I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow.
Oof. That's a task.
And my husband starts a brand new job today, which is an incredible opportunity for him. And we are just all around feeling great today.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. I think getting the kids out of the house on time is way bigger than the job.
It is.
I even took my 5-year-old for a donut. I was like, you know, hey, we're early. Like, let's go grab a donut.
Man. We're going to get your secret. Somebody needs to write a book about how to get kids out on time.
I don't know how the moms do it, I'm being honest with you.
What happens when
especially
you put the little kids in the car and they're real small and they're in their seats and then you realize I have to pee? You leave them, right? Like, you leave them and go pee real quick.
In the garage?
in the car, in the driveway. I don't know. Let's say.
I'm telling you, it's such a dilemma because, like, even if you just
there's
have
a
to,
way you get them out to go pee.
It's a pain in the butt. When you have the kid in the car seat and they're still really little, but too little to leave in the car with the doors locked.
Right.
But you just have to literally run in. You're just dropping off something. It'll take you 30 seconds.
You do it.
But you know if you do it, somebody's going to call the police on you.
Yeah.
So you got to take
it. I only do it in the garage, and I don't have the car running.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared that Kason will try to put it in neutral or reverse
right.
and hit the door or something.
Tinted windows, y'all. Tinted windows.
Nobody can see what you're doing.
Yeah, that yeah. dark tinted windows.
Chelsea has a couple cool things going on. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, we bought a new house, and last night was our first night in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that's awesome. And then next Thursday, we finalize the adoption of our two boys.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Very cool.
And are they two boys that were related? Are they brothers?
They are brothers. That's They're five and seven.
That's wonderful.
I love those stories when you adopt kids and you don't want to separate them.
Keep
and
the siblings together. That's yeah. great.
So they're pretty awesome dudes. We like them.
Well, you're pretty
you
awesome,
like
too.
You're awesome, too, Chelsea. You guys are going to have a wonderful life together. Take one more here. Oh, Justin Williams.
What's up, JC? Good morning, Kid Crack in the morning. How you guys
What's
doing?
What's up, Jay?
Good morning. Why are you feeling good?
Oh, well, it's been an awesome week, let me tell you that, leading up to an awesome weekend, which is the precursor to an awesome month, all right? So all right. earlier this Tuesday, I had the pleasure of DJing Emma Kelly's little spring family carnival picnic at her school.
Yeah.
I saw this cute little redhead walking across the way, and I was like, hey, you know what? I know that lady.
That was me.
What's up, Kelly?
What's up?
That was me.
Why didn't you holla?
Oh, you were across the way. You were busy. I figure people very holler busy. At you all the time.
Yes, I'm know. Very busy.
But you would have hollered, right, Justin?
Oh, I most certainly would have hollered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But my wife is listening right now, so we'll keep it PG. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we feel you, Doug.
Got you.
This weekend, my 10-year-old, we have a little daddy-daughter dance practice, so I'm looking forward to that. My 12-year-old, who's almost 13, she's got a volleyball tournament this week, so super excited about this weekend. And then my wife and I are celebrating our birthdays later on this month on the 25th and 28th. So if you guys want to send us some gifts, I'm down with it.
All right.
Yeah, Al's going to mail it out to you.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
You, have a, guys.
You have a great month. Hey, good talking to you, Justin.
Thanks, JC. Y'all have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bro. Kelly walking around, strutting.
Got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hot little.
I was feeling myself.
Hot right? little redhead. Our hot little redhead, Kelly yeah. Raspberry.
I really shine at those school picnics.
I bet you do.
You gotta show up right with all those other judgy moms, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of single moms?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't speak to any of them. I don't know any of them.
Why not? Oh, man. All right. We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up, and we're going to announce three more names for Beat the Bank.
I love how honest. I'll talk to
him. Don't talk to Kelly. No.
Seriously, just don't talk to her.
What's the big story, Kelly?
Oh, I was...
Kelly.
This is what... You know what I'm going to do, number one?
I think so.
Big story.
Yeah, big story of a big breakup.
Big breakup.
Yeah, and we... Yeah, we're gonna, it's a big breakup.
If you're a Packers fan, you're going to love this.
Well, just ruin the whole thing.
Well, maybe you don't know what we're
Dude.
Talking about. It could be some other player. Jordy.
JC ruined the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh, please.
Kelly says wasn't okay.
All right, we'll get you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. Have those phones in your hand and listen for your name right now. We're going to announce three names. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. This hour, we are looking for Victoria De La Rosa, Casey Sellers, Stephanie Nippers. Stephanie Nippers, Casey Sellers, Victoria De La Rosa. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And that's a Knippers.
No, it's Knippers. It's Knippers.
All right.
That's a cool name.
If they don't call back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everyone in Kid Nation.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. So many questions. For a lady named Nippers, really love to ask to play with her slippers. Beat the bang.
That was a close one.
Beat
creepy.
The bang.
Well, lucky for Stephanie Nippers, you won't have to ask her those awkward questions because Casey Sellers was the one to get in first.
Oh, okay. Casey.
All right.
What's up, Casey?
Hey.
What you up to right now?
Oh, I'm standing in my front yard shaking. I just dropped my boys off at school, and I heard my name, and I'm...
Yeah, look at you having a front yard.
Y'all fancy.
Y'all fancy and stuff. You got grass out there or what?
Well, I was coming back home to get ready for work.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Casey. Well, what do you do for work?
I work at Car-Mart.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
okay.
Slang and cars.
Stillwell, Oklahoma.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, Jenna, will you tell Casey how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Of course I will, Casey. You may already know, but we are going to throw you in that vault, and the banker is going to be shouting out dollar amounts steadily increasing, and we hope he goes all the way to $1,000, but we don't know when he's going to stop. And all you have to do is say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And there's a chance he could shout out safety deposit box. Safe deposit. Shoot!
You
said what you said.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Safe deposit box, and we don't know what's in those. Maybe nothing, maybe a lot more than what's in that vault. So you just decide, all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Al, you feeling good this round?
I'm feeling fantastic. I think the banker's going to have a heart since the vault closed last time.
Okay.
I think it's going all the way.
Let's see.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You go with your gut feeling, okay, yes, Casey? Because Al doesn't know.
Okay. Yeah, I was dead wrong last time.
Only one way to find out. Let's play Beat the Bank!
$110 $210 $310 $330 $380 $420 $480 $510
$590
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
dang it!
That was not a stop. That was an oh my goodness.
Dang it!
Al, it's your fault.
I feel like.
I should have never said anything. That's two in a row.
Dang it. It's my fault.
It's like Casey felt it because she said, oh my goodness, and then
dang
it closed.
Dang it.
Hey, Casey.
That's stressful.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes those things happen. It was a pleasure talking to you, okay, Casey?
Oh, it's okay.
All right.
Oh, you
just enjoy that front yard.
Yeah, enjoy that front yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love you. Have a good day at work.
Love you guys.
We love you too. Keep on trying. Man.
Oh, man.
This banker make me mad on Friday.
Oh, man.
I know. We'll play again on Monday. We play twice a day, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. You sign up for Beat the Bank. Have your name called like Casey. If you go to KidNation.com, you only have to do that once. So if you already did, don't worry about it. Oh, one time, man. Sign up only.
Feel awful.
Dang, Al, you were way off today, man.
Both times, yeah.
You know who's not way off? Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. She's going to be giving the show a call here. Two movies coming out this weekend. Are they worth your money? Because it does cost a pretty penny to go to the movies nowadays.
Yep. So movies are cheap. Popcorn's expensive.
Gray Drake comes on, lets us know if you should go see those movies coming out this weekend. Involving Demi Lovato is in one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Smurfs is coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, and Morgan Freeman. We'll hear about those next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Is this Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com giving us a call right now?
You bet it is.
I didn't even want to let this phone screener answer the call. I just wanted straight to you.
Listen, that's how you know you made it, baby. They pick straight up when you call.
Yeah. We gave you the secret phone number, Gray. That's what we did. So, Gray Drake, what do we have coming up this week in theaters?
Well, for those of you who have already seen, enjoyed, and loved Boss Baby, you have a new movie to take your kiddies to. Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Yeah.
Is a movie that's happening.
Yep.
Two of us in this room have already seen it.
Loved it, Gray.
It was all right.
Oh, good. Yeah. Did you like the fact that they finally got rid of the live-action humans in the movie, too?
I could not stand the other Smurfs movie.
Why? I love Neil Patrick Harris, though.
No, I love Neil Patrick Harris. I just don't like the interaction of real people with animated. No, it's just not good for me.
Hmm. Well, you're not alone. They were popular enough to keep making sequels because people love the Smurfs. But I think that they finally figured out that the animation is important. So this time, this is a movie for Smurfs purists.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're looking for the lost village, guys. So it's a lot of la 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 la. Look, it's Gargamel. Everybody run. Also, we're blue.
Oh man, I thought Smurfette was right here in the room.
Yeah, right. It sounds just like her. I thought that was Demi Lovato.
So this one is rotten on the tomato meter, but I think it seems to me that that's mostly a function of critics looking for something more from animation. Whereas this is just a Smurfs movie, exactly like the cartoon used to be. There's not really a lot going on.
Yeah, it was like watching the TV show. It really was. Really? It was kind of like an episode.
It really was.
A long episode. Huh?
Yeah, it really was.
So they're back to basics, and so therefore you already know that you will find this tolerable.
There you go, back to basics.
You know how they could have made this movie? They could have hit it out of the park.
How?
Special guest appearance by Keith Urban singing Blue Ain't Your Color. Thank you, Greg.
She's so kind to you.
Yeah.
You should definitely produce movies, Big Al. What are you doing?
I don't know why I'm wasting my time on this radio.
He's on his way to his real job.
Mm-hmm. Or the Blue Man Group would have been good.
There.
Yeah, sure.
Also in theaters is a movie for adults, which is called Going in Style.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the old people movie?
It is the old people movie. And the first movie, it's a remake of another movie that also starred fabulous old people like George Burns. So this one stars Alan Arkin, Sir Michael Caine, and Morgan Freeman.
Mm. Oh. Huh.
And Anne Margaret, by the way. Do not forget her. So what's happened is these nice old folks have had their pension taken away. And this is, you know, like a real thing that's happening in countries all over the world. And unlike in real life, these three guys decide they're going to rob a bank. And not just any bank, the bank that has had a part in canceling their pensions. So it's like a Robin Hood story.
Is this like The Town but with old people?
It is like The Town with old people. And
it's good
also
analogy.
Like Hell or High Water plus 852 years.
Oh, jeez.
It's definitely like all those stories, and it's a big kind of hurrah, yay for the people kind of movie. And it's not reinventing the wheel, so to speak, but it's definitely charming from start to finish. So if you like those actors and you just want to feel good, then this is definitely your movie. Unfortunately, because it's not very creative, it's rotten currently on the tomato meter. But yeah,
poor Morgan.
But that's this. Don't worry about it, though. He'll be fine, because when I interviewed him, I dressed up like a sexy cop and tried to arrest him.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, nice.
Had better luck if you dress up like his granddaughter.
Al Mack.
Oh,
taking shots at Morgan Freeman over here.
Sorry.
Al, that was quick and great.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you. Not often I get a comedy compliment from Jenna.
That was good.
Thank you. That's the first one ever.
That was low and dark, but really good.
That's how Jenna likes it. Low and dark.
The best part of trying to pull off that interview is that these guys were completely befuddled at what I was trying to accomplish, but played along like real champs. And then when I left the room, I heard Michael Caine. He turned to Morgan Freeman and he goes, "What just happened?"
Oh, man.
I've had that after a few interviews.
That's great.
It was awesome. Oh, I loved it. And Morgan Freeman literally chased me out of the room. It was great. Like, he was like, "Tell me more about those handcuffs."
Whoa. Hey, he's down. I can tell Morgan likes to get down. So you're saying basically you could take the little ones to go see blue creatures, and then you could take the older, your grandparents, to see blue-haired people, right?
Yeah, there you go. little blue people or blue-haired people. That's your choices this week.
And two rotten movies. All right.
Depends. It's going to sell a lot of diapers this weekend, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old people and young people.
Oh, you didn't even get the courtesy laugh from Gray that time.
You know what? I'm too respectful of both my elders and babies, I guess. That's where I draw the line now. There you go.
Thank you, baby.
Anything we could look forward to in the next coming weeks here, Gray?
Oh, yeah. We're heating up for the summer, and so it's definitely going to get a little bit more interesting in the next few weeks.
Oh, you know what I forgot to ask you about? Because that trailer for It came out, the new one.
Uh-huh.
When is that hitting theaters?
So that's going to be out September 8th-ish, and I actually visited the set of that movie
and I cannot wait.
Great. Can I ask you about something that's not a movie, but it is entertainment? It's a TV show, and I haven't seen it, but the trailer looks incredibly stupid. It's this imaginary imaginary friend.
It's Jenna Elfman and her imaginary friend.
Yeah. Do you have any idea who's behind that concept?
And why?
And why? Yeah.
Why they have a job in Hollywood.
Isn't it, is it like Imaginary Mary?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
And I actually don't know anything about
okay,
it. But
okay.
I saw the ad and I was like, yeah, Jenna Elfman is like the sitcom queen, right? And so
she looks beautiful.
Yeah, she looks
awesome. Looks great. Let's just say that.
And unfortunately, on Rotten Tomatoes, I can tell you that the score is rotten.
Oh.
So that doesn't bode entirely well. But yeah. The Imaginary Mary is like a weird little animation, and
right.
I have a feeling that I would probably enjoy the show after a couple few cocktails.
Yeah.
What it sounds like.
Yeah.
A little Chardonnay night.
Yeah. That's how Gray fixes things. A little drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Amen.
All right.
We'll talk about right there. That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. We'll talk to you again next week, Gray.
All right. Bottoms up, guys. I'm going to start drinking now.
There you
hey.
Go.
Hey. Bye.
5 o'clock somewhere, baby.
Bye. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.